Photo, Wisconsin, Republican Party headquarters targeted in despicable act of vandalism. By Amy Furr on February 15, 2026. The headquarters for the Republican Party of Eau Claire County in Wisconsin was vandalized with red spray paint overnight on Friday, and police are investigating. The building is located in Altoona, and its owner found the vandalism early Saturday. Someone had scrawled the words "pedophile protectors" on the building's windows, Woe reported. When speaking of the situation, the group's chairman, Fred Kappas, said someone had also thrown eggs at the building. "We feel this is just a wanton act of vandalism done against the Republican Party by somebody on the left. Apparently, based upon the slogan that was painted on our windows, they must suffer from Trump derangement syndrome," he explained. A photo of the scene shows the vandalism and egg yolks smashed on the glass with their shells broken on the walkway. The Uwick College Republicans expressed support on Saturday for those who work at the headquarters and condemned the vandalism. This morning, the Republican Party of Eau Claire County headquarters was found vandalized. "This kind of behavior is unacceptable and has no place in our community. UW-Eau Claire College Republicans stand in full support of the RPEC, which we proudly consider our partners," the group stated. It is not the first time Republicans have been targeted. In 2018, a window was smashed at the Nebraska Republican Party's campaign office, and someone had written "abolish ICE" on a sidewalk, Breitbart News reported at the time. Months later, vandals targeted the Metropolitan Republican Club in Manhattan after Antifa had been trying to shut down the group's event with conservative pundit Gavin McInnes. Breitbart News reported that, in 2019, the Republican Party headquarters in Lansing, Michigan, was defaced over the weekend with graffiti targeting Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, ahead of what was to be the start of a law enforcement operation on Sunday to detain and deport people in the United States who defied court deportation orders and disappeared into the interior of the country. Watch, Trump, Democrats fight for illegals, career criminals, and terrorists over Americans. In March 2025, the headquarters for the Republican Party in New Mexico was targeted in what was labeled a deliberate act of arson, per Breitbart News. WKBT reported that Kappas condemned the despicable act of political vandalism in Altoona. He said, "This was a despicable act by a sick person or persons who obviously suffers from Trump derangement syndrome." The Republican Party of Eau Claire County denounces such acts of political vandalism. "While we live in a time of great political division, vandalism or violence has no place in our community. The RPEC is offering a $1,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and prosecution of the persons who committed this act of vandalism. All leads should be directed to the Altoona, Wisconsin Police Department, who is investigating this wanton act of vandalism," Kappas stated.